Cystic fibrosis has been listed as one of the high-risk diseases. So we are told that we're going to hear from NHS England within the next week about more more information on how we should go about protecting ourselves over other people that may not fall into this category. Luckily, I've managed to get quite a good lung function behind me since starting the Orkambi treatment last year, so thankfully that all came through just in time. Otherwise, I'd have had quite a low lung function to start myself off on this isolation, and then no extra help with the intravenous antibiotics could have been quite a bad situation. But I managed to get a little bit of strength behind me over Christmas, thank goodness. Well, we've had constant feedback from King's College Hospital that they are going to start doing our consultations via telephone. And if things do become serious, then they would either come out to us or they'll find a way to get us in to hospital for extra advice. So that bit is covered. They're in constant contact with me via phone, and I can speak to either the nurse, the physio, the dietitian, or my doctor. So that bit is covered. There has been minimal information about the how we would obtain medication if supplies get cut short or if they're unable to kind of get it out to us. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to just kind of stop taking any of my tablets just kind of immediately. Normally the medication I take, I have to kind of be brought down slowly over a period of time because it's been so strong. But as far as I know at the moment, there's been no guidelines in respect to that. So I'm having just to kind of keep my eye out on things and just hope that I've got enough backup at home. But I only ever get a month's supply of Orkambi and Simkevi at one time. So I'm down to my last 3 weeks now. It's a big worry because before I started to take Orkambi, my health was kind of deteriorating and my lung function was dropping and I was unable to get it back up. But since starting this tablet on Christmas Eve, I've been able to maintain quite a good lung function for me. So it's clear that it's definitely having an impact. So if I was to have to stop that because of supply needs, then it would be even tougher for me to keep on top of things. And as well as that, I'm not allowed in the gyms now because of it's too high risk. So I'm having to kind of just exercise at home to try and keep on top of my physio to clear my lungs, because if an infection takes hold, then it'll be pretty bad news for me.